All right. Go ahead. Thank you. Good. Morning, morning, morning. How is everybody? Welcome, welcome, welcome. Those that are here in person, those that are here online. Our heat's still a little cold in the sanctuary, so we're doing service out in the fellowship hall again today. But guess what? Our God is good. Amen. So those of y'all are here, it's good to have you. Ones that weren't able to make it, I hope you're watching online. I know that it's a little cold out there this morning. Amen. Even the van ran cold all the way up here. So y'all you pray for everybody during the storm that we're having right now. Your message today is this. Since it is the first Sunday of the new year, can y'all tell me what the message might be about?
New beginnings.
New beginnings. There you go. New beginnings in the light of Christ. New beginnings in the light of Christ. Let me go ahead and read our scripture for today. First scripture is going to come, the main one is come from the book of John. Chapter 1, verse 1 through 9, and also 10 through 18. NIV version says it this way. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was made for all of mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came to witness, to testify concerning the light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only to witness the light, or witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into this world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or of husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and the only made his dwelling among us. I'm sorry. We have seen the glory and the glory of the one, Son, who came out of the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him. He cried out, saying, "This is the one that I spoke about when I said, he who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me. Out of his fullness we have all received grace in glory, or in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the only one, or the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in the closest relationship with the Father, he has been made known." And your first scripture today is going to come from the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 3 through 14. NIV also says this: "Praise be to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us for the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding, He made known to us the mystery of His will according to the good to His good pleasure, which He purposed in Christ to be put into effect when the times reached their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. In Him we're also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of Him who works out everything in conformity with His purpose and His will, in order that we, who were the first to put on the hope of Christ, might be for the praise of His glory. And you were also included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in Him with a seal, the purpose of a promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of His glory. Amen. Heavenly Father, Lord, as always, I ask You right now, Lord, get Ronnie out of the way, Lord. Lord, may it be Your word spoken and not mine, Lord. Lord, may You open our heart, mind, and soul, Lord, to the blessing and the message that You have for us today, Lord. Lord, may we each grow a little bit closer to You, Lord, on this first Sunday of our new year, Lord. Lord, we thank You for each and everything that You do, Lord. Lord, most importantly, we thank You for Your mercy and Your love for us, Lord, and our salvation, Jesus. Lord, we ask You to be with us through the end of the service. In Your name I pray. Amen. Happy New Year! That's a good thing, ain't it? As we step into this new chapter in our lives, it's only natural to make resolutions, to set goals, and reflect on what lies ahead. But this year, I want to challenge each one of us that instead of merely focusing on earthly aspirations, let us anchor ourselves in the eternal blessings and the purpose that God has given us through Jesus Christ. Paul's words in Ephesians provide the perfect foundation for a year filled with faith, with hope, and with love. We should start our year with praise. Praise be to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. We need to begin this year by recognizing and thanking our God for His abundant blessings in their lives. These blessings are not material, but spiritual. They're eternal and are also unshakable. As we set goals for this year, we need to prioritize gratitude. Make it a habit of daily worship and thanksgiving for the riches that each one of us have in our Christ. Just as the new, as we dawn into the new year brings hope, remember that every blessing in Christ is also, it's already yours, empowering you to face whatever lies ahead this year. For us to embrace our identity in Christ. For He chose us in Him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight. In love, He predestined each one of us to adoption, to sonship through Jesus Christ. We're chosen, we're loved, and we're adopted into God's family. Your worth and our identity are not defined by our past failures, are they? Or our future uncertainties as we come along. They're not defined by those, but they are defined by God's value, eternal love for each one of us. We need to write down and affirm our identity in Christ daily. Let this truth shape how we view ourselves and the things that we go with others throughout the year. Imagine writing child of God at the top of every page in your planner. It's a reminder that every plan, every goal, and every step begins with our security and identity in Christ. And we can live through God's purpose through that. He made us known, or He made known to us the mystery of His will according to His good pleasure, which He purposed in Christ. God's purpose is truly to bring unity to all things in heaven and here on earth as well under Christ. This includes our lives as well. Every moment of it, every challenge of it, and every blessing fits into not our plan, amen, but His grand plan. We got to align our resolutions with God's purpose. So you need to ask yourself, how can I glorify Christ in my work? How can I glorify Christ in my relationships? How can I glorify Christ in the community this year? Think of our lives as a puzzle piece in God's grand scheme and grand masterpiece. While we may not see the full picture at this moment, we have to trust that our peace is essential and beautifully designed. In doing that, we can trust in God's Holy Spirit, can't we? When you believed, you were marked in Him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit. You're not walking out into the unknown alone, are we? The Holy Spirit itself is our guidance. It's our comforter. And it's our guarantee of God's promise for us. We need to commit to listen more this year to the Holy Spirit's voice through prayer, through Scripture, through communities. We have to be led by the Spirit and let it lead our decisions this year. Think of the Holy Spirit as the compass in our spiritual journeys. No matter how winding the road might be, the Spirit ensures us to stay on course toward God's promise, don't it? As we step closer into this new year, let us remember Paul's words. We are blessed. We are chosen. We are purposed. And we are sealed in Christ. These truths empower us each one to live boldly, to love deeply, and to glorify God in all that we do. So I want to challenge each one of you this week to take your time to meditate on Ephesians 1:3-14. Write down three ways that you can live your lives out this year in truth. Share them with a friend or a small group for encouragement and accountability. Because that will truly lead us to the new beginning this year in our Christ and our Lord. As we stand on the threshold of this new year, it is a time for fresh beginnings. It is a time for renewed hope. The Gospel of John opens with a profound message about the ultimate beginning, the Word Himself. The Word who is light and life of all creation. This passage invites each one of us to center our lives on Christ, the true light of the world. Amen. As we step into the opportunities and the challenges of the following year ahead, let us truly keep that light as a forbearance of our lives. And we see that eternal Word, don't we? For in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The opening words echo Genesis 1:1, emphasizing that Jesus, the Word, existed before creation. As we begin this new year, we're reminded of Christ's eternal nature and His unchanging presence in our lives. We see the Word of the Creator in that, don't we? All things were made through Him. This new year is an opportunity for each one of us to trust the Creator, to bring order and purpose into each one of our lives. because He truly is. Jesus is the source of both physical and spiritual lives. Just as the light overcomes darkness, Christ's light dispels the shadows of sin, of fear, and despair. And we can all be witness to the light. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning the light. John's mission itself was to prepare the way for Christ by pointing others to the true light. Similarly, our role as believers is to reflect Christ's light in the darkened world that we live in every day. As we begin this year, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the true light that illuminates our paths and guides our decisions. Are we living as witnesses to Christ's light in our homes, in our workplaces, in our communities? Because the Word truly became flesh, didn't it? It became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, full of grace and truth. Jesus Himself was fully God, fully human. And He entered our world to bring salvation for us. This reminds us that our God is intimately involved in each one of our lives. Though many rejected Him, to those who received Him, He gave the right to become children of God. This year, I challenge each one of us to embrace the identity and the privileges that come with being God's child. Christ's coming is marked by an overflowing grace and truth. How can we extend that grace and that truth to others that we meet throughout the year ahead? From His fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. No one has seen God, but Jesus makes Him known. This year, prioritize knowing God through Christ and His Word in our lives. This phrase, grace upon grace, highlights the unending supply of God's favor for us. As we face challenges, we can trust in His sustaining grace. Because Christ truly embodies that truth, don't He? Let us walk in the integrity and align our lives with His truth in this new season that we're coming through. As we embark on this new year, let us take heart to the truth of John 1. Jesus, the eternal Word, the true light, and the fullness of grace and truth, is our guide and our sustainer. Resolve to walk in His light, reflect His glory, and embrace the abundant light and grace that He offers us. May this year be marked by deeper relationships with Christ and greater impact for His kingdom for us. And again, we have to embrace this year by reflecting on Christ's light, His Word, and the grace that transforms our lives. New Year's Day is a time for fresh starts, for resolutions and hope. A lot of us may have already broken our New Year's resolutions by now, even though it's only the fifth day of the month. But we know how sometimes those go by really fast, don't they? We make those resolutions on a whim with really no desire to stick to most of them. And they go quickly, don't they? But this time, we can reflect on the core questions. What will define our year? What foundation will we build on? John 1 presents Jesus as the eternal Word, the light that overcomes darkness, and the source of grace and truth. Let this passage guide us as we step into this new year. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The beginning of the new year calls for grounding in what is eternal and unchanging. Jesus, the Word, was present at creation and remains a foundation today in all things that we go through and in our lives. Start this new year rooted in God's Word. resolve to seek His wisdom, not ours, in truth daily through the Scripture and prayer. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Life itself can feel dark at times, can't it? We got uncertainties that we're going through. We got failures that we're going through. We got fears that we suffer through. But guess what, guys? We got all those things. But Christ. But Christ is the light of the world that overcomes all darknesses. No matter what we're going through, we got God. We got Christ that overcomes that. His light brings clarity for us, brings direction for us, and hope for the journey ahead. I ask you to reflect on your areas of your life where you need to be the light of Christ, or you need it more. Commit to walking in His light by living through the obedience and the faith in it. From His fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. Jesus came into the world that did not recognize Him. Yet, He offers the gift of becoming a child of God. A new year is an opportunity to embrace His grace afresh and align our lives with His truth. Accept this invitation that He gives us right now to deepen our relationship with Him. Let His grace empower us to forgive. Let it empower us to heal and empower us to move forward this year. As we begin this new year, remember, Jesus is your unshakable foundation. His light will guide us and sustain us. His grace is truly sufficient for every one of our needs. Write down one spiritual goal that you have for this year, whether it's growing in prayer, or might be sharing our faith, or serving others, and entrust it to God. And thank God for His faithfulness and His committing and committing to the year ahead in His glory. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank You for Your spiritual blessings, Lord. You've given us in Christ Himself, Lord. Help us to live this year rooted in Your love, confident in our identity, and aligned in Your purpose. May the Holy Spirit guide each one of us every step of the way that we go through, Lord. Lord, in Jesus' name, we ask that, Lord. And Father, we ask You, we thank You for Your gift of Your Son, the Word made flesh. As we step into this new year, help us to live in the light of Christ. Help us to testify to His truth and to receive His grace with open hearts. May our lives bring glory to You in all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen.